Welcome to the Keeping It Young radio program, conversations about marriage, family, and ministry life. I'm Dave.
And I'm Bethley.
And we are the Youngs. Join us now as we begin part two of our discussions entitled Winning Your Children to Christ. We have been doing a series on family success, and I know that every one of you want your family to succeed.
Yes.
Never happens by accident.
No.
It's always on purpose, and it takes a lot of work and a lot of time.
A lot of prayer.
And a lot of prayer. Just there's so much that goes into it.
Yes.
But what we're talking about now, and let's just jump right into today's lesson. We're talking on, really, this is part two about training your children for the gospel, winning your children to Jesus Christ. So last week, we gave you just kind of an introductory podcast there. We talked about, we gave a lot of quotes to you from modern and older writers. We gave personal testimonies, not only Bethley's, but also our children from our own children's experience.
Yes.
But today the question is, how do you win your children to Christ? Mm. What steps did we take that we believe were biblically based that helped our children to know Christ so that they could begin growing in Christ and preparing to serve him as adults?
Yes.
And so what we're going to begin with, the first thing I want to talk to you about today is the importance of teaching truth. Getting your child to the place where they are ready to receive Jesus Christ, to be born again, to have a spiritual relationship with Almighty God through Jesus Christ requires a very specific teaching of truth.
Yes.
And if there's a failure, this one's an easy one to fail on, because we can teach our child to obey because we want the child to do what it's told and still fail to teach our child truth.
Right.
So if you've been teaching your child to obey, simultaneously, you should also be in the process of teaching your child truth.
Yes.
And this is so important. And for us, we started really when our kids were just tiny little babies wrapped in their ready to go to bed clothes, and they've just eaten and got a fresh diaper. And we would take our child and put the child in the bed. And maybe she's even crying or he's even crying, but we would always start that first memory verse, what we're trying to teach truth. And we always started, you've heard us say, I'm sure, we always started with Ephesians 6:1. So we would just take their little hands in ours and just say the verse, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. In fact, we said that verse over and over every day until they were old enough to say that verse themselves.
Right.
So for our children, without exception, that was always their first memory verse.
Yes.
And I do remember Abby was our oldest, is our oldest, and when she was a baby, she talked sooner than the other siblings did. And she was just a tiny little thing when one day she quoted it out loud and kind of, you know, you got to imagine her little children, her little child's voice. But she said, chillin, obey parents, Lord, they are right. So you know she misquoted that, but it showed that she was on the right track. So there's several things you have to teach here. Once our child learned Ephesians 6:1, we then started the process of training them towards the gospel.
Right.
And we started with Genesis 1:1.
Right, because it all starts with God.
It all starts with God. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. How many times did we say to our children, who made the trees? And who made the water? And who made the dogs? And who made the cats?
Over and over and over.
We said that so many times as we were memorizing that verse. God is a loving creator God.
Yes.
He designed us. He cares about us.
He made you.
He did. And we wanted our children to know that. Yes. Who made you? God did.
Yes.
And I've always loved to tell the story that Charity, rather Abigail, she was kind of, we showed her off all the time. I did. I'll admit, it was me. I was so proud of my little girl. And I remember I taught her to do this little thing in which I would say, who made the trees? And she would say, God. Who made the mountains? And she would say, God. Who made the ocean? God. Who made the little doggy? God. And somewhere in that lineup of asking all those questions, I would say, who wrote the Brandenburg Concerto? And she would always say, Bach. And so that was my fun little thing with her. I'd impress pastors and church people by having her do that all the time. At least I was impressed whether they were or not.
Yes.
But so we started with creation, and then we move from creation to?
To sin.
To sin. And listen to Charles Spurgeon's quote about this. Read that one for us, sweetheart.
Let's see here. Begin early to teach for children. Begin early to sin.
How practical is that?
Yes.
Where did we go there? We went to Romans 3. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
Yes.
This was an important for our children, because I remember our children, for the longest time, would always deny they were sinners.
Yes.
And so, you know, are you a sinner?
No.
And part of it was because we were showing them that sin was a terrible thing.
Right.
So it was natural for them to not want to be that terrible person right. and do that mm-hmm. terrible thing. Mm-hmm. One of the ways, by emphasizing over and over what the Bible taught about sin, mm-hmm. and by emphasizing how terrible sin was, in appropriate mm-hmm. terminology, of course.
Right. Mm-hmm.
One of the things that was key about that was there would always come a day in our children's lives when they started realizing, oh, wait a minute.
Yes.
I am a sinner.
Yes, my what disobedience I just yes. or my lying.
And that was was a big step. That was always huge. A watershed moment. They mm-hmm. would know. They would know they're to obey, because we memorized mm-hmm. that one. They would know that God made it all.
Yes.
But then when it started dawning in their hearts that, wait a minute, I'm a sinner. And once that dawned, that mm-hmm. was kind of our sign to really get going in the next step.
Right.
So we would start with creation.
Yes.
And then go to sin.
Yes.
And then we would talk about John 3:16.
Yes.
And this and combined with Romans 5:8.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of went together there. For God so loved the world that he
gave
his only begotten son. And we would talk about how much God loves us.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we are sinners.
Right.
Yes, we are under the judgment of God. Mm-hmm. What we did was wrong. And yes, that's a terrible thing. And yet God loves us. And Romans 5:8 says, but God commendeth his love toward us.
In that while we were yet sinners.
Yes. And so we started with love. So we have here creation, sin, love, and then we would move quite quickly to the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross.
Right.
And Christmas is always a time to bring that up. Mm. We always see the nativity scenes.
Yes.
And we always sing about baby Jesus, Silent Night, Holy Night.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody in some store is going to play it. Mary, did you know?
Yes.
And that's going to get in your brain now. You're welcome. And the point being there, these are all opportunities to say to your children, why did the baby Jesus come?
Right.
He came so that he could grow up and be sinless and go to a cross and die for our sins.
Right.
And it brings a holiness and awe to the Christmas season.
Yes.
In the hearts of mm-hmm. our children. Yes. Easter's the same way.
Mm-hmm.
We do that at Easter. It was more than just, you know, there's an Easter bunny and oh my goodness, there's colored eggs and let's dress up. It was about, what's this all about? We're right. celebrating the fact that Jesus Christ died, was buried, and was raised from the dead.
Yes.
Now, not to be overly technical theologically, but the gospel includes all of that. The gospel says Christ died for our sins,
mm-hmm.
Christ was buried, and yes. he was raised from the dead.
Yes.
And theologically, if you're understanding it theologically, the death of Christ is necessary because that's how we can be forgiven and cleansed from our sins.
Right.
And the resurrection of Jesus Christ is essential because, number one, it did prove that he was more than a man.
Right.
It also proved that he was deity.
Mm-hmm.
And it proved that he had authority over death, hell, and the grave. But more important than all of that even, it proved that when he offers us eternal life, it's a valid offer.
Right.
So we can be forgiven. We can have eternal life. Now, that's a lot to teach our child. That's why it takes time.
It does.
And you keep it simple. Any child mm-hmm. can understand that God created, God made the world.
Right.
He just did.
And they have enough faith to believe it.
They will. They'll believe yes. it. They will. And children will understand that, oh my goodness, I just lied and that was a sin.
Yes.
I'm a sinner. Or I just stole that. I'm a sinner. Or I right. was just unkind. I'm a sinner. And you don't have to beat your child to death about it. Be matter of fact about
right.
it. Mm-hmm. As far as I know, the Bible doesn't hammer us with that truth. It's very matter of fact. It states it. All yes. have sinned. All of us have.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's guilty before God. So just be matter of fact and teach it.
Right.
Teach them about the love of God. Isn't it an amazing thing that God loves us?
Yes.
And an incredible, incredible truth. And that Jesus died for our sins. And so one of the things you've got to do is start connecting that to your children's hearts.
Mm.
You teach them that when your son or daughter lies, you mm-hmm. teach them that Jesus died for that.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus died because of that.
Mm.
And Jesus had to die so that that sin right. wouldn't separate you from God forever.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a time when you know, I've always, when we talk to our children with the gospel, always lowered my voice. I'd find myself lowering my voice because lowering my voice showed that this is a very serious matter.
Right.
And I remember many bedtime conversations in which our children would go mm-hmm. to sleep after a conversation aware that God loves me.
Right.
And Christ died for me. I never wanted my kids to go to bed beaten to death that, oh my goodness, I'm a sinner and I may die tonight. And
oh no.
And we never
no.
took that route.
No.
But we took the route of teaching and teaching and teaching. And by the way, we skipped the Spurgeon quote. The other one there is worth reading as well.
A child who knowingly sins can savingly believe.
I thought that was a good connection.
Yes.
He says, begin early to teach, for children begin early to sin. Now, you know that's the truth.
Yes.
They do begin early to sin. No doubt about that. They disobey, they rebel, they lie, they whatever.
Yes.
He says, and this is what a wonderful way to look at this, a child who knowingly sins can savingly believe. Mm-hmm. And I love that. So here's our elements of truth, all right? Creation. Any thought on that one, sweetheart?
Just that they know right away that there is a God who
and
loves
sin?
Them.
Any further thought on the word sin?
I would say in teaching them this, don't get frustrated. If you're teaching your child about sin, you're giving them verses, and you're even pointing out, oh, you just disobeyed mommy. Does that make you a sinner? And for them to say, no.
It takes a while.
Don't be frustrated. It takes a while for that to actually connect in their brain. And then it takes even longer for them to feel that convicting power of the Holy Spirit that it is their sin that nailed Jesus to the cross.
Sure.
Yes.
So that's the sin one. How about the love one? Any further thought to add to that one?
A lot of parents, I would say, in their fear that their child would make a...
what we call a false profession.
A false profession may emphasize repentance and judgment more than they would emphasize the love of Christ. And I would say that the Bible overwhelmingly emphasizes the love of Christ for us.
And it's not to undermine that repentance and judgment are part of the scriptural teaching.
Right.
But the Bible puts a massive premium on the love of God.
Yes.
And especially in relation to our salvation.
Yes, and especially in relation to our sin. He loves us in spite of our sin.
What an incredible thought.
Yes.
And then there's the sacrifice, what Jesus did for us on the cross. Any further thought you'd add to that?
I think we covered it, but just to remember that, at this time, Christmas time, and then Easter time, but all the way throughout the year, it is always a good time to bring up what Christ did for us.
Yes, for sure. Well, then the last word, as we're talking about teaching truth, the last word I would throw in there is the word faith.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we use the word faith because it's a Bible word. The Bible says, for by grace are you saved through
faith.
Mm-hmm. And the word faith is a noun. And if you know much about the Bible, you know that the verb form of that noun is our word believe.
Yes.
And it means to trust, to rely on, to depend on.
Yes.
The Bible is very, comfortable using the word believe.
Yes, it is.
The Philippian jailer, what must I do to be saved? Mm-hmm. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you'll be saved. It's that simple. Trust him, depend on him, rely on him. I know that we talked about how much does a child have to understand. Well, the child should understand the gospel, that they are a sinner, that Jesus did die for them.
Right.
That their sin is a serious offense against a God who is righteous and holy.
Right.
And yet, the most amazing truth in the Bible is that it's easy to believe. Mm-hmm. I'm the sinner and I need Jesus Christ. I will trust him. Mm-hmm. I will depend on him. I will look to him. I will turn to him. The Bible uses several phrases there, but it's all summed up with the word faith. So we're talking about teaching truth. You've been listening to Keeping It Young, where we have conversations about marriage, family, and ministry life. Today was the beginning of part two in our episodes entitled Winning Your Children to Christ. Join us next time as we continue our discussion in part two.
For more information or to hear more Keeping It Young, go to tilradio.org or keepingityoungpodcast.com. This has been a co-production with Keeping It Young and TIL Radio Network.